Your top stories on Blitz this hour. We bring you the latest football results from around the world. Danish teenager Rasmus Højgaard claims Mauritius Open crown. West Indies beat India to draw level in T20 series. New Zealand dominates latest leg of the UCI Track Cycling World Cup. And Gloucester power past Connacht in the Heineken Champions Cup.
Both Polokwane City and Maritzburg United would have known of the importance of a win when they faced off on Sunday. With only 4 points between the bottom eight sides in the APSA Premiership, 14th hosted 11th at the old Peter Mokaba Stadium. No goals in an opening half of little goalmouth action. That would change in the second half. Handed a rare start, Yusuf Yapi curled a beauty past the wall and a stunned George Chigova to score United's 8th goal of the campaign, arguably the best to date. Their cushion would be immediately threatened, though, as Jabu Maluleke looked to match Yapi, his fine effort cannoning off the woodwork. At the other end, Judas Mosiamedi should have done better with a header from close range late on. Despite that glaring miss and a number of heart-and-mouth moments at both ends, the team of choice was able to claim all three valuable points. An 8th straight league reverse, though, for Rise and Shine. Plenty of work to be done by incoming coach Clinton Lawson. 16 goals scored in the latest round of matches in the APSA Premiership, 8 of those at the Moses Mabhida Stadium as Kaizer Chiefs won again. A crucial victory for Chipper United, who kept fighting while Orlando Pirates dropped more points, all after Matsatsanta had proven too good for Highlands Park. It's back to 10 points now at the top of the standings. That is the difference between Kaizer Chiefs and the rest. SuperSport United in second, 3 ahead of Mamelodi Sundowns, who had continental duty to focus on. Maritzburg United into the top 8 ahead of the big cup final. Stellenbosch are the new bottom dwellers, still only 4 points between 9th and 16th. South Africa's two representatives in CAF competitions, Mamelodi Sundowns and Bidvest Wits, are playing catch-up this week in the APSA Premiership. Sundowns at home against Stellenbosch, while Wits make the trip to Golden Arrows. Both matches live on your World of Champions.
It was a nail-biting ending to the Afreesia Bank Mauritius Open as 18-year-old Rasmus Højgaard eagled the third playoff hole to earn his first European Tour win. The Dane ended the tournament on 19 under par along with Renato Paratore and Antoine Rosner, but went on to win in style.
It's unbelievable. It's hard to put into words right now. Probably take some time to sink in, but I'm just over the moon right now. I knew I had to make a birdie or an eagle. It was all about putting the drive in position, because from there on it's, I won't say simple, but it's a good chance from there. So hit a good second shot and 2 good putts and got in the playoff.
In just his 5th professional start, the rookie has far exceeded all expectations and goals that he'd set himself when he secured his card at Q School.
It's amazing. After getting the card, I was just hoping to play as good as I possibly could. The two events before the Christmas and the New Year. So obviously to get a win is amazing. I never thought of that now.
After victory in the first encounter, India could seal the T20 International Series when they faced West Indies in the second of 3 matches. The hosts were first in the middle on the Greenfield International Stadium pitch, where Rohit Sharma and KL Rahul went at a rate of 8 for the first 3 overs, before Rahul was the first wicket down, out for 11. With Shivam Dubey by his side, Sharma's stay extended until shortly after the India 50 was brought up and was perhaps too crafty for his own good, while Jason Holder was on target. With the guidance of his captain Virat Kohli, Dubey constructed a bludgeoning innings. With the previous highest T20 international score of 9, the 26-year-old easily passed this mark with 4 sixes and 3 fours on his way to a maiden half century. Dubey was undone by a Hayden Walsh wrong in outside off, which he skied into the hands of Shimron Hetmeyer out for a 30-ball 54. Kohli was unable to replicate the Hyderabad masterclass he displayed in the previous match, as he only contributed 19 to his side's total. The India captain was the fourth wicket down with 120 on the board. Shreyas Iyer's visit to the crease produced 10 runs before he became Welsh's second victim. Rishabh Pant stood firm while more partners fell. First Ravindra Jadeja for 9, while Washington Sundar for a first ball duck. Pant amassed an unbeaten 33 of India's 170 for 7 in the allotted 20 overs. Lendl Simmons and Evan Lewis somewhat cautiously commenced the Windies chase and were restricted to well below their required rate, which had climbed to more than 9 and over after the first 5. The pair suddenly kicked into gear from the 6th over. 5 of the next 6 boundaries in their 73-run opening stand were maximums, 3 of them at the hands of Lewis, who powered his way to a 35-ball 40. Washington Sundar made the breakthrough for the hosts with a perfectly pitched ball that gripped and deceived Lewis, who cantered down the track and had his unguarded wicket stumped. Hitmeyer joined Simmons at the crease for the next 4 overs, and together the pair added 39, the latter with his eye firmly locked in. Hitmeyer blasted 18 of his 23 runs in maximums. The Windies number 3 kept a healthy 164 strike rate. When trying to up the rate even further, the previous match's half-centurion nearly added a fourth maximum before the ball was brilliantly intercepted by Kohli on the long-on boundary. Unfazed by his loss of partners, Simmons had 50 in sight and reached the milestone for a 6th time in his career in fine style. Nicholas Puran aptly assisted Simmons as the pair clubbed the ball to all parts of the stadium and held their nerve to significantly reduce the required rate to less than a run a ball with 3 overs left in the innings. 1.5 more was all they needed to guide the Windies home with 9 balls to spare and level the series at 1 match apiece. Simmons ended his player of the match performance unbeaten on 76 or 45 balls, while Puran finished 38 not out of 18 balls, the Windies victorious by 8 wickets. With the series level at 1-1, India and Windies have it all to play for in the third and final T20 International, and you can catch it live on SuperSport.
The home nation New Zealand dominated the USAID Track Cycling World Cup in Cambridge, finishing the 3-day event with an 8-medal haul that included 5 gold. In the much-anticipated 50-kilometre Madison battle between the New Zealand pair of Campbell Stewart and Aaron Gate against the celebrated Australians Kellen O'Brien and Cameron Mayer, the Kiwis attacked early to put a lap on the field before the Australians responded to draw level as the pair lapped the field again and then put the pressure on the hosts. But Stewart and Gates, both Omnium World Champions, weathered the storm before charging clear to lap the fields for a fourth and final time to put the result well beyond threat. The Kiwis' 4 laps on the field, as well as 6 sprint wins and points in 14 of the other 20 sprints, meant they finished with a haul of 129 points, with the Australians 42 points back and Italy third on 57. Other highlights on the final night saw a second successive win for Korea's Haejin Lee in the women's Kirin ahead of Canada's Lauriane Gannett and Australian Stephanie Morton returning to competition after timeout with injury. Poland's impressive Mateusz Rudyk, the top qualifier in a New Zealand all-comers record of 9.527 seconds, went on to claim the victory in 2 straight rides over Japan's Tomohiro Fukuya and compatriot Yudia Nita, third in the men's sprint. There was also a repeat winner in the women's Omnium, with Japan's Yumi Kajihara triumphant after winning the scratch race, second in the tempo and elimination, and fifth in the points race to finish on 129 points. She was 11 points ahead of the USA's Jennifer Valente and experienced Canadian Alison Beveridge, third on 111 points, her third Omnium podium in Cambridge. Ukraine's Roman Glanish took up the final event when he rode solo to win the men's 15-kilometre scratch race ahead of the Netherlands rider Roy Efting taking the bunch sprint over Greece's Christos Volikakis.
Pool 5 of the European Champions Cup was in focus when Gloucester played host to Connacht on Sunday. Only 3 minutes needed for the home side to flex their muscle as fullback Tom Marshall broke the defensive line before beating the cover to score. The effort converted. The other fullback showed that he is just as capable. John Porch also running a great line before scoring. Matt is level just 10 minutes in at the Kingsham Stadium. The visitors then went ahead by 3 before going behind once again. Gloucester fly half Danny Cipriani with the intercept before releasing his wing Louis Rizamit to gallop clear and score early in the second half. A half that will also see the home side pull away. After Carl Godwin had been binned, the hosts found another way over through Marshall once again. And while Gloucester would also spend some time down a man after Billy 12 Trees saw yellow, they added a fourth try through Jake Poledri. Not even a late penalty try for the visitors doing damage to a fine day out for the home side. Winners by 26 points to 17.
Two of the top teams in Pool 5 of the Heineken Champions Cup, Toulouse and Montpellier, squared off in the southern region of France. The home side put their first points on the board off the boot of fullback Thomas Ramos. Rainy conditions brought along plenty of handling errors from both sides, but Toulouse kept the scoreboard ticking, taking a 6-0 lead, Ramos maintaining his 94% kicking record for the season. The Montpellier defence came under fire as the French top 14 champions looked to grab the first try, and they did so, inside centre Romain Intermac powering his way over the line. Just before the half-time break, Montpellier got their first points of the match to reduce the gap to just 10 points. The team in orange were awarded another penalty straight after the break. Two-time World Cup winner Frans Steen stepped up and coolly converted the penalty from the halfway line. Toulouse soon had their second try of the evening, Intermac coming up with a moment of magic. The away side were reduced to 14 players when captain Louis Picamore received his marching orders for an infringement at the breakdown. The two teams traded penalties during the final 20 minutes of the match, but it was Toulouse that held on for a 23-9 victory. Results from round 3 of the Heineken Champions Cup saw Leinster beat Northampton Saints 43-16, while Racing 92 put 40 points past Ospreys, and Gloucester were 26-17 victors over Connacht. Exeter's win over Sale Sharks sees them lead the way in Pool B of the Heineken Champions Cup, 6 points ahead of Glasgow Warriors. In Pool E, Toulouse are still unbeaten 3 out of 3 after their victory over Montpellier, while Connacht are bottom on 4 points. Another exciting round awaits in the Heineken Champions Cup. Munster are away to Saracens, Exeter Chiefs to battle against Sale Sharks, and Clermont tackle Bath. It's all live on your World of Champions.